Today is Monday, June 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another Monday. Actually, it didn't go, the day did not go that bad. However, I did have a little bit of drama. So, well, not really drama. I didn't have drama. I had an appointment. So I got a COVID antibody test today. And the thing is, I don't like needles. I think we've talked about this, but I don't enjoy needles at all. I don't like getting shots. I've now this is my third needle in the past, how long? The past 2 months, something like that, 3 months maybe. One needle a month for 3 months is way too many needles. Before this vaccine, I hadn't had a shot in probably 15 years. I don't know that to be true, but probably true because I avoid any kind of testing. I avoid any kind of blood drawing. I avoid any kind of vaccinations, anything like that. When it's just the flu, I'm like, oh, well, I'll die of the flu. I don't know that I've even ever had the flu that I nothing that has been officially diagnosed as the flu. So we had to go get that because, you know, St. Thomas is coming up on July 2nd. I'm actually taking July 1st off work. So as of right now, I'm off Wednesday for my haircut. So as of right now, I've only got 6 days of work left before I'm going away on my official St. Thomas vacation. And I will be out of work or off of work for 11 glorious days. Because I'm taking off the 1st and the 2nd. The 3rd and the 4th is a weekend. And then I'm taking that whole week off. So that's another 5 days. So that's 9 days. And then it's another weekend. So 11 days before I have to go back to work. But to go, we have to have this stupid antibody test or a negative. And I understand, you know, it's important, yada, yada, yada. I mean, you know, it is important. But we want to be safe. We want everyone to know that we're safe and that we have antibodies and or a negative test or whatever the case may be. I think I would have preferred to do the negative test, but Mark wanted to be safe and do the antibody one first. And assuming we both came back positive for COVID antibodies because we've both been vaccinated, then hopefully that would be enough and we don't have to do the other test because we've got that. But if for some fluke reason one of us comes back negative for antibodies, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's a pain in the ass is all it is. And I don't like it. But so I go and I don't know, this may take the whole episode. I haven't even talked about the weekend, but anyway, we'll see. But I want to talk about this now because it's fresh on my mind. So we go, and I have to force myself to do these things. You guys do not understand. And when we went and got our vaccination, I had to just mentally force myself. Okay, this is a thing that I'm supposed to. Somebody is squealing out in the road out in front of my house. I don't know if you guys heard that, but they were. Trust me. So, I'm reading Twitter and trying to record at the same time. I'll read it in a second. So, I had to force myself to go get the vaccine. So, today, I had to prepare myself. I didn't even remember. So, then Mark at lunch, Mark goes, now we're going at 2, right? I was like, oh, yeah, we're going at 2. Yes, absolutely, we're going. And I was so concerned about this. And so, I just was like, okay, it'll be fine. It won't hurt. You'll be good. Et cetera, et cetera. So we go. And we had our appointment 15 minutes apart because they must only have one person doing these lab tests. And so Mark registered, and when he registered, the time that he registered for was gone. So he registered for 2:30 and I registered for 2:35 or 45. So we go sit down. He said, "Are you scared?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not scared. I'm fine. I'll be fine. It's all good. I just don't like it. I don't like having big metal straws stuck in my veins and my life force draining out." So they come out, they call him, he goes in. "I'm about to send a tweet." He's been in there like a minute. It seems like no time at all. And I'm composing a tweet that's going to say, "I'm about to go in and get my arm jabbed and my life force is going to be drained out. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers." And right as I'm about to click, I know I'm not even finished composing this beautiful tweet that I was going to send. Mark comes out and the nurse is standing there and she says, "Adam, your turn," or whatever. And so I didn't have time to sit to finish my tweet. I mean, what was I going to say? "Oh, I'm sorry, nurse Ratchet. I need to finish my tweet before I can go in there." So I stopped mid-tweet and then go in there. And I'm asking her because, you know, I'm nervous and I want to know that I'm getting the right test. I don't want to get some, "Oh, you're not a diabetic." You know, because when we signed up for this, the beginning part of the process said, "Oh, yes, we offer COVID-19 antibody tests. This is what type of test we offer, yada, yada. Here's what you got to do. You have to sign up for an account on our website. You have to pay $10. Yeah, I don't know why, but you have to pay $10. And then once you are registered and you've paid your $10, then you go and make an appointment. You click this link, you go to make an appointment. But when it asks you for what type of test that you're taking, and they had all these different lists, like a drug test, routine blood work, blah, 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 blah. They had all these ones. They said, "You're going to select routine lab work." And I'm thinking, but routine lab work could mean anything. That could be a cholesterol test. That could be a, you know, who knows? I mean, so I was very concerned. So I even called them last week and said, "Hey, are you sure you guys are going to know what test that you're giving me? Because we're paying for this, or our insurance is, and we've got to give this to St. Thomas so they'll let us in, and we got to make sure that we're getting the right test." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I see that you're registered for antibody test." And so, but when I get in there, I'm still, for some reason, I'm so concerned about this. I'm like, now I just want to make sure this is the COVID-19 antibody test that I'm getting right now. And she's like, "Yes, it's routine lab work." I'm like, "But it's the COVID-19. "Yes, yes, it is. Yes." So, and I'm telling her my life story. Mark thinks that I tell people my life story. I think it's a U.S. thing. I think people in the U.S. are more talkative than other countries to strangers. But I also think it's a Southern thing, because I feel like Southern people tend to just tell you all their business. But if it's not, and I'm wrong about that, it's certainly an Adam Burns thing, because I tell people, so I'm like, "Oh, yeah, we're getting this because we're going to the U.S. Virgin Islands and they require an antibody test and yada, yada, yada." And she goes, "Oh, well, this is better than getting the thing shoved up your nose." And I'm thinking, I don't know. I think I'd rather have something shoved. And then I'm telling her, "Oh, well, we're going to get that as well, because we may go to the British Virgin Islands and they require the negative COVID test." And she's looking, she's not even paying it. She's like, "Yeah, whatever, sir, whatever." And so she does all her prep work, you know, puts the alcohol on my arm and finds the good vein. And then she says, "Okay, stretch out your arm." She doesn't even tell me. And she is just nonplussed. She is like, she doesn't even want to be having this conversation. And she says, "All right, stretch out your arm," and yada, yada, yada. And then I look away because I cannot stand. I hate it. So, and I feel the needle inserted into my vein, and I can feel, and she held her finger there, and I was like, I wonder if she's holding her finger there to like build up the pressure so the blood comes out faster. She held her finger above it. I'm like, when is she going to be? So then finally she lets go and I just feel the life force just draining out of my arm. It's horrible. And I'm thinking, oh my God, when is this going to be over? But I'm looking away because I don't want to see, I don't want to pass out or something. I'm not really squeamish, but I just hate it. And I literally can, it may be psychosomatic, I don't know, but I can literally feel the blood leaving my body. So finally she's done and she pulls it out and she puts this cotton over it and she says, okay, hold some pressure here. And then she wraps it up and says, okay, don't lift anything for 30 minutes. You're good. And she didn't give me any instructions. So I was like, so how long until I get results? Where will I find them? She's like, oh, you'll get an email. You can go to the website. Thank you. Goodbye. I mean, just totally just like nonchalant. I'm like, well, take me to dinner first. You're going to like poke me, but you're not even going to take me to dinner first. So anyway, we got that, and now we're waiting for the email to say, and this is one test that you want to be positive for. So we're waiting on our results, and so I did tweet about it, and Baron Frosty, who is calling himself Plant Dad now on Twitter, says, I'm so thrilled about your vacation, I can't wait until you get back and share stories about your going through a Wendy's drive-thru or whatever, like you never even went away. How dare you, Baron? And then there was a response to that. Mark said, no. Yeah. Mark said, do they have Whataburger down there? You know what? I don't know. I doubt it. I'm going to tell you guys so much about this trip to St. Thomas. I'm going to tell you the color of all the sand. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. What do you want to know? You guys should send me questions that you want to know specifically about St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. And I will research the answers and I will answer them on the podcast. That way you can all make sure that I talk about exactly what you want me. Just leave a voicemail, email me, whatever you want to do. I will answer the questions. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk about the weekend tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.